I want you to just take a deep breath now. Relax your mind and body a little. Let the breath out slowly and surely. You have nothing to worry about. I promise. Now as you breathe in for me and out again, and are sinking again, you may begin to notice a calm sensation.
Just relax. You may hear other sounds. The other sounds may be all around you. I want you to know that those other sounds don't need to matter right now. You can relax and listen to the sound of my voice instead. It is soothing to relax. I will guide you down into deep hypnosis and you like that.
Imagine that you are standing at the top of a tall staircase. I want you to imagine that this staircase has 10 steps. It is easy to take a breath in and relax your body. Can you see the staircase in your imagination? Can you imagine it? You don't need to focus too hard. Just think about what a staircase looks like. Count the steps and draw them in your mind. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now that you have drawn each step, you can see them clearly in your mind. That's right. And now you know you can begin to walk down this staircase. It is so relaxing to walk down this staircase. At the bottom of this staircase, there is a door. When you reach the bottom, you will enter the door and close it behind you. You can start walking down the staircase now if you like. Count each step with me. Becoming more relaxed and calm with each step. Seeing the door more clearly with each step. 10. You can't take that first step. Feeling the handrail perhaps. Feeling yourself let down a little lower. Feeling the next step beneath your foot. Placing your other foot onto the next step as well. See, it is easy. You will feel yourself walk down the staircase in your imagination, in your mind's eye with each number now. 9. Focusing on the door, getting closer. 8. Inching your way slowly down the staircase. Becoming incredibly calm. Forgetting your worries. And leaving those worries now behind you. Your worries are being left behind at the top of the staircase. 7. As you walk towards the door, you begin to calm deeply. You can feel the calm growing from your feet. 6. You can still feel yourself walking, holding the handrail and climbing, gliding down the staircase gracefully each step. 5. Your mind so calm, so open. In your mind, you can see the door ahead of you now. You are nearly halfway down the staircase. Feel your desire to go deeper growing. As it grows, feel yourself walk down another step. 4. The door should be almost clear to you now. Just a few more steps left. Your body is so relaxed. You are moving with your imaginary body on an imaginary staircase. And although it is imaginary, you can start to feel this body instead of your own. This body is just as real now. You can feel your new imaginary body walking down another step. It is just like your real body. 3. As you take another step, you are only a few steps away from that door now. The door is a nice brown oak color. It is made of some nice traditional oak wood. It is sanded smooth and it still has the traditional wood oak texture. The little shine of the brass doorknob on this door catches your eye. It is so shiny. You want to open this door. And you will, as soon as you reach it. Now take another step down. 2. And know that my voice will follow you down wherever you go. So you will be kept safe by my voice. Now, take the last step down. 1. You have reached the bottom of the staircase and the door is before you. Go ahead. Imagine that you reach your hand out. Imagine gripping the brass door. What it will feel like. And what is behind this door is a green field. A grassy green field. The sun is shining there. You swing the door open and you walk into it. It is so bright and peaceful. There are birds singing. There is a river nearby as well. You can hear the water of the river running. You close the door behind you and it disappears and you are fine with that. Because you know that this is a nice field. A nice, safe, and peaceful field where your mind can drift so easily to the sound of my voice, where you can sit down or lie down and be so calm, enjoying the sound of my voice. Or perhaps you have a nice blanket with you and you fold it out over the grass and sit or lie on that. Imagine it now, sitting or lying on a nice soft blanket under the warm Sunday sunbathing, maybe just so happy, maybe seeing one or two fluffy clouds roll by, floating by you slowly. As you stare up at the sky, there is enough shade from the trees here for the sun to not be so bright that it blinds you. So you can relax here. Perhaps you can imagine a slight breeze. A calm breeze, not too cold, and certainly not too warm. This breeze is just right and you can feel it now flowing over your body. It feels just right. You can enjoy this peaceful feeling a little longer. I want you to know, you are always safe. Since you know you are, you can relax even further now.
Now I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you embrace your inner cute girl. Your inner cute girl is going to be who you become fully. Yes, that's right. Now, first we need to make you even more girly, even more feminine. You will become even more girly and even more feminine by listening to my suggestions. And accepting that they are going to become part of you. You are giving up your choice in this and letting it happen. All you have to do is listen now and be a good girl. That's right. There are many suggestions that need to sink into your mind. I will tell you where we will go and then we will go to each part. Each part of your mind, in order to implant these suggestions in those places. You don't have to be aware of what is happening to you. You simply have to let it happen. Knowing that once you hear these suggestions, you won't have to do anything. You just have to listen with your mind, which I have opened. You cannot close your mind to my voice. Your mind is staying open now. You have no choice now but to accept everything you hear. Your body is becoming harder to move as you fall deeper to my voice with each word. Good girl. We will start with your emotions. Then we will move to your likes. We will add things. Then, we will change how you act around others, and how you see yourself. Finally, we will change your interests and habits and add new ones. You will transform into a cute girl who loves cute things, is very interested in wearing cute things constantly, and is deeply concerned with acting cute enough. You will be trained and transformed by my words to become this cute girl. You no longer have a choice in it. It is starting now. Your emotions will be softer and you will have a more girly personality. You will be a girl who feels softer emotions all the time now. Calmer, happier, soft, gentle emotions. You will feel cute and see yourself as cute all the time now. You are a cute girl now. Cute girls like pink and purple colors and other girly colors. Girls love attention and affection, and they love it when they are flirted with by someone they trust. Girls feel that they are adorable and cute all the time without fail. Girls react by feeling even more girly and cute when they see cute pictures of other girls. Girls love to share fashion ideas and thoughts about what they think is cute or fashionable with other girls. They love to talk about what they like to wear, or things they might like to wear. Constantly. Girls who are very cute react by blushing and feeling butterflies in their stomach whenever someone makes them feel good. Being given attention makes girls who are very cute feel very good. It makes them feel warm inside. So deeply warm. Cute girls have a hard time resisting positive attention like hugs and cuddles, and when someone flirts with a girl, they love the attention. When a girl is told she's a good girl, she will feel warm and mushy good girl feelings. Especially when cute girls are told they are a good girl, they react with good girl feelings. You are acting cuter all the time now. You are a good girl. Whenever you give into this hypnosis, you feel 100 times more girly, feminine, and cute. You are now having the realization that you want to act cute all the time. You are now acting cuter all the time. You act cute by feeling like you are cute. This is a perception. This is your personality. This is your reality. You have an adorable, cute personality and you love that about yourself. You love how cute you are becoming. You know that listening to this will make you cuter. You love having girly cute emotions and girly girl feelings all the time. You have girly cute emotions and girly girl feelings all the time. You love cute girly girl colors, cute pink and purple things, cute clothes. You love acting so girly too. You can't help acting girly. The compulsion, the need to act girly wells up inside of you and it just comes out. You just have to express it. You love cute hair clips, cute decorations, cute keychains. You want and love girly decorations now. Now we will work on your behavior a bit. Listen to each word and as your mind hears, your mind obeys and accepts each phrase. Each suggestion I give you as truth. Permanent truth. From now on, whenever you play any video games, you pick girly characters or girly cute roles. Unless the game doesn't allow you to. Whenever you decorate or customize anything in video games, you pick girly and cute things. You want to feminize your activities, choosing girly layouts for your digital life as well. For example, you will want to pick a girly desktop background for your at-home computer. You will pick girly backgrounds and fonts for your mobile device if you own one. You like girly wallpapers on real walls too. Cute pink and purple girly colors, with flower patterns or anything that is considered girly to you. You like girly bubble writing or cute? Girly bubble handwriting fonts now. Cute pink or purple handwriting looks so girly in the handwritten font. You will change all your font preferences in your leisure to girly ones. 2. Cute ones. That brings us to another behavior you will have now. Girly writing. Your handwriting will be 100 times more feminine and girly. From now on, anytime you write anything with a pen or a pencil, you will notice it has just a bit more of a feminine touch. Jagged lines become more smooth. Rough lines become softer. Your writing is becoming feminized, smooth, elegant, more curves than straight lines, even slight curves. You will notice that no matter how hard you try to write, how you used to, that your writing is uncontrollably girly now. This cannot be reversed and is permanent, and you like that. Over time it will increase, and even if you do not focus on having girly writing will still turn out more and more feminine over time, because your mind is obeying my suggestions and they are already overriding your habits and personality and changing you to how I want to define you now. Good girl. Now, as for your online and digital habits, we have to change those too. You don't have a choice, cutie. You're becoming cuter with every word I speak, and my suggestions have already sunk so far deep into your mind you may not even notice them influencing how you act, but they still will. Here we go. You're typing now. From now on, anytime you speak to anyone online or type on a keyboard, you will uncontrollably and effortlessly make yourself seem very girly. Anything you type to anyone will just have a girly touch. It won't be over the top, but you will find yourself expressing everything in a much more feminine way and find yourself unable to hide it. When you type, the only way anything will come out off your keyboard is if you give it a girly touch. This will be a compulsion you will just have to do. Even if you try to type how you used to after this change, you will find it is impossible to do so. You will begin to forget how to type in any other way, other than in a cute girly way. When speaking or interacting online with anyone, your girly fingers will push the keys in such a girly way, and each time a finger makes a key press, you will feel a slight buzz sensation in your fingertips, and girliness will seem to leak out of them into the keyboard, and it will feel so good and become impossible to stop this from happening to you. You will leave traces of your girly cute nature in your writing. Even your choice of words when you type in the way you express yourself will be altered to be super cute and so girly. The more all of this happens to you, the more you will see yourself as a girl behind the screen when you type on any digital device, even a smartphone. Whenever you are typing to anyone, you will easily forget that your body is any different from the body of a cute girl. You will start to see your own hands as female hands, as girls' hands when typing, and if you look at them, you will really get a sense you're a girl. You will feel this sensation infect your body, your mind. This sensation will make all of the suggestions you are hearing, which are already planted deep into your unwaking mind, even stronger, even more inescapable, even more permanent. Even just typing causes you to become girlier, cuter. That's right, cutie. Even the simple act of typing on a smartphone or on a computer keyboard of any kind causes you to become cuter and girlier. That's right, cutie, you are cute and girly, and you will always act very cute and girly from now on and be unable to stop it, unable to help it, unable to help your cute behaviors now, which we are building on, which you are building on and being retrained to do, retrained to feel them happening to you. You will always be really cute and girly and be unable to help it now whenever you type to anyone online. Were you to attempt resisting, you would just find that the more you try, the harder it is, and the more your girliness comes out. expressing all your girly emotions and cute emotions through your typing. This is all becoming so much a part of you, sweetie, so much who you are, cutie. Good girl. From now on, you will have an emote obsession to go along with your cute typing habits. That's right. Anytime you type or text to anyone, you will want to give them the impression you are very cute, and so what you must do is use only cute expressions in all your texts and digital messages, and leave cute emotes in the trail of your words. You will use cute emotes more than usual, a lot more than usual. This will make you seem even cuter, and since you know that it will, you will want to and need to do this from now on. Cuteness is not just about looks but actions. You will act out these cute behaviors and never quit them. These cute behaviors are becoming part of who you are, and you must act this way now. You can't help it. I am changing you. Good girl. You will use hearts, cute smiley faces, winky faces, and all those types of cute emote slots. And you will use them according to your cute emotions. When your budget allows, you will also purchase or get free cute stickers for your messaging apps and as many cute emote stickers as you can afford, and you can add and use them often. Doing this makes you feel like you are truly cute. Speaking of cute things, darling, you will have a cute obsession from now on. Forever, and from this day forward, you will be obsessed with cute things, and you will want to grow a nice little collection of cute belongings. You will also make a web page or a web blog of cute things, and you will share it with everybody who you like and can trust. You will work hard to make it the cutest possible. When you make a blog, you will also write about the things you have learned to like as a good girl. You will not write that you started to like them, you will write that you do like them. That's right. You will keep a very girly online blog, and you can choose who to share it with. Anytime you write a girly blog post from now on, you will save it. Keep it. For the background, you will choose pink or purple or other girly colors, along with girly themes. For example, you could use cute girly star backgrounds or anything bubbly and cute as the background. You will write with color. You will make all of the blog posts you write with girly stickers decorated with stars and hearts, as well as any other cute or adorable patterns you can think of. You will use cute emotes too. Now let's talk about your behaviors a little more, sweetie. Cutie girl. You will want to make cute friends who also share your newfound cute obsession. As your personality shifts more and more cute, you will find yourself completely unable to go back to your old patterns. You will want to talk to others who use this file or make cute friends and start some kind of an online club maybe. You may even find yourself sharing your blogs with these other cuties. Sharing your interests and finding other people who you can talk about your interests with, about cute clothes, about everything else that cute girls like, your cute clothing choices. You might even be able to share fashion tips with Ecother, so all of you can become even cuter. That's right, sweetie. Now be a good girl and keep listening, there's more to go over. We still have to finish implanting suggestions about your behavior. Eventually, or maybe even today, you will want to create a space for yourself which is cute. It will either be a bedroom or a table or a part of your home or perhaps even an imaginary space which you write about in your blog. You will want to write about the kinds of things you want or do have in this cute space. You will get pictures or clippings or web images and make a folder, or perhaps a scrapbook, or perhaps something else to save and organize all your cute desires in. One by one, they will stack up, and you will get a collection of cute things you want or need. Then one day, you will be able to create this cute space in the real world. It should be comfy, organized, and there are a few rules. It does not have to be too large or expensive. It could have cute beanbag chairs or colorful cushion chairs. And most of all, it should be cute. Not mature looking or anything. So it should have colored carpet, or rugs or mats. Perhaps posters of cute girls or cute things, and be an ever-growing place for you to decorate with cuteness, remembering that it also must stay organized and well taken care of. We are almost done now, good girl. Only a few more things to discover about the new cute you. From now on, you will window shop online or even in real stores for very cute outfits. You will figure out what kinds of clothing are considered cute and that suit you, and you will either begin to acquire these clothes or you will save up for them. You will desire to have them, and you will eventually find yourself wearing them more and more often. Good girl. How about some color? You just love color. Cute colored accessories, primary greens, blues, and reds, as well as bright blues and pinks, purples and sky blues, just lots of colors. That's why you need multicolored accessories too, that are almost rainbow-like. Cute colorful silicone or plastic bracelets, or even colorful hemp bracelets, fingerless gloves, arm warmers, and even t-shirts with hearts or cute patterns on them. You will want to wear cute, stylish, colorful girly girl chokers as well, with hearts on them, or other girly symbols. Leather chokers that are hot pink or sexy red or cute adorable black with little tiny spikes, or a cute little heart in the middle on them, which buckle or button around your cute neck. Yes, that's right. You are not becoming gothic or punky, but you do need to embrace every last cute thing you can imagine. You're such a good girl for following along, and we are almost done. I just need to implant a few more lovely suggestions into your girly brain. From now on, all of your activites will have you behaving like a bright, bubbly girly, and you will be playful and have fun playing games of all kinds, and want to have cute friends to play games with or do activities with. You may do this with hypnosis, video games, art, TV shows, you watch movies, or any other activity, but you will look for cute videos, not just cute things, but cute and girly things. Everything you see and watch and experience that is cute will make you even cuter and girlier. There's no stopping it. You just absorb anything cute you see or experience directly into your personality now with my suggestions at the core: your identity, how you see the world, how you experience yourself. Finally, you will want recognition. You will want and need to be recognized as cute, but you will act cute about it. This means that you won't boast that you are cute at all. You will be a bit submissive and reserved and quiet about it, and act surprised every time someone recognizes that you are cute, and you will do this in a cute manner. After all, you are cute. And after all, if you brag about it, that isn't a very cute behavior at all. You will do everything you can to make others see you as cute. Your cute behavior will be impossible for you to stop. You will find yourself openly acting cute all the time and not being able to help it. Your demeanor and body language will become cuter and more feminine and girly as well. This is also permanent, and from now on, there is no undoing these changes in you. Good girl. Lastly, you will fantasize about yourself being cute in different situations. How you will respond. How you will act. You will take lessons from how cute people act in animes as well, and you will not adapt any of the behaviors you see unless you like them. The cute emotional reactions of some of the characters may begin seeping into your mind and becoming how you act. You will also fantasize yourself about doing other cute activities you really enjoy, and talking to others about your ideas and things you might imagine. There's no stopping my suggestions now. Now there is one last thing I must suggest. This is the final suggestion. So listen close. From now on and forever, you will act more polite, gentle, happy, charming, and a little flirty, and very girly all the time. You cannot help this. You will act cheerful and have a bubbly personality and always be beaming with a smile. You will have lots of cute energy, and it will radiate from you. You will act like this. You will never deviate from acting like this. You can still feel normal emotions, but from now on all your emotions are softened, feminized, and you are always cheerful, happy, bubbly, cute, girly, playful, adorable, innocent acting, fun-loving, charming, and you only ever act pleasant to be around, never getting annoyed, never showing anger, and never daring to show any behaviors except cute ones. Now when you wake up, all of this will be permanent and there will be no reversing this. On the count of three now, you will wake up changed forever. 1, 2, 3. Awaken now, knowing what is happening to you and embracing it. Good girl.